Motherfunkers.
Hello, you muddy funsters.
Shirley and I are in the dressing room, in the Zadel, Crazy Cox, underground. We're not meant to be here. We've stunk up the place full of who moves.
I know, we've just come in and colonised the dressing room. We've been told you are not allowed in until 5 o'clock.
This is not your tech time. I repeat, this is not your tech time. We've come in and literally, Shirley spread all of her props, her smelly props.
Stinky props. I'm afraid they do stink after a night on the stage, no, Mrs. Worthington.
I get it. And that shows you had a good time. So this is second night in, one of two.
How are you feeling?
Two of two. Absolutely exhausted. My bones really ache.
No, I was thinking today, I thought, oh my gosh, we're properly geriatric. Can you imagine doing an Edinburgh run?
I was actually thinking about this today on the bus over. It was my, I think, 15th mode of transport today. Because obviously I'm still doing everything that I would normally do on a whatever day this is. Can't remember. A Maundy Thursday. But we have a show in the evening. And I thought if we were performing every night, I'd have to get someone in the morning to take the kids. Because that's the thing, getting up and doing that and preparing. You can't. Then who's just going to come and go, shh, 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 mummy's asleep. Shh, 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 shh.
No, and you're not going to be able to sleep while someone else is just pottering around the house.
But how do people... This is why. If we landed the best, you know, let's say Palladium, 6 months, come on, sold out show. You'd obviously say yes and you'd have to make it work, but it's exhausting.
No, it's really exhausting.
You'd have to move out, get someone else to move in.
And you'd come down with influenza day three.
Because of the kids?
Pneumonia. No, you just can already feel it, just everything starting to shut down only after one night of performance.
But that's the thing. I think if you eliminate the kids, you can do it. But anyway, I don't think this is completely, you know, it's completely...
Redundant. It doesn't matter. We are not doing Edinburgh and we are not doing the Palladium.
Yet.
I was just reading The Mirror, as you do.
As you do.
And these conjoined twins, Abby and Brittany, they share a torso. They've got two separate heads, but they share a torso.
And the mother didn't survive.
I don't know whether the mother survived or not. They're quite famous twins. Like, there's been shows about them. But one twin operates the left-hand side, left-hand arm and leg, and Brittany operates the right-hand side.
Where are they from?
Minnesota.
No.
Well, one of them's just got married.
Right.
Abby's got married.
Sure. What's Brittany up to?
Brittany was there. On her shoulder.
Okay.
And I just thought about that. I just thought about, because they're very clear that Abby is getting married and she has found true love. And, you know, they are hopeful for Brittany, but Abby is the one going off with John. I have so many questions.
What happens on the wedding night?
I just have so many questions. They were in one wedding dress. And I just thought, can you imagine? I mean, one of the take-homes from our audience members when they come and see our show is just like, oh my gosh, it's just such a celebration of friendship. I mean, you guys do everything together.
It really is.
And I just thought, yeah, we do everything together, but we do not do everything together. And they've done absolutely everything. They've taken degrees, different degrees. You know, their parents say they are completely different minds.
How old are they now, then?
They're in their 30s. They were born in 1990.
Okay.
I find it absolutely extraordinary. And of course, there was a TV show about them. And what does happen, I think they have to be extremely intimate and open with one another. Not I think. They have to be. They have one... They share organs below the waist. Mm. It's one pom-pom. Mm. And one bum-bum.
Yeah.
You know, it's really intense.
It's really intense, but also kind of amazing. They've known nothing else.
They've known nothing else.
Really, for me to comment, I'm just thinking.
Absolutely adore each other. I know, it's just something to just think about. They just must be completely, as a result of their experience, wired completely differently to the rest of us who need breaks from each other quite regularly.
Quite regularly.
they can never have a time out. You know, we've started in our house, time out when things get really harum scarum. Brittany and Abby.
They cannot do that.
They cannot. But anyway, all the best to Abby and John, and good luck to Brittany.
Now, what we won't do is talk about the royals.
I've not been bringing them up on purpose.
No, we're not going to talk about the royals because there's so much to say, and I think we do have to respect their space. But what I will say is this. There's a new Princess Diana-themed cafe in Walthamstow. They've got... it's basically Diana gold-rimmed plates and pictures that have been collected by this couple for the last 25 years. Apparently, it's amazing. Everyone's coming
from... Of course, you want to go.
I'm desperate to go. I just looked at the
and they make it really cool because
they've made it really
cool.
It used to be like an old cafe, and they've just made it really, really cool. It's just people coming from all over. There were loads of people that had literally got a flight in from Korea to have a look. Anyway, I'm desperate to go. There was one picture that was just the tip of the iceberg. I'm going to go. I think we should go together.
Let's go. Let's make it a date.
Is it the Victoria line?
It is.
Can't wait.
End of.
Gosh. How do you feel about your kids' intake of sugar over the last week?
I was thinking about it on the way over here, thinking it's actually out of control. You know, sometimes on the run-up, not sometimes, always on the run-up to Christmas, before Christmas has happened, you're over it, you've eaten too much, done all the mince pies, it's enough.
But you do start the end of November.
Absolutely, I do. Proudly so. I have never felt that way about Easter because I'm not someone who just goes and eats loads of eggs for no good reason. And I've never had an experience with my son that he goes crazy over Easter eggs because he doesn't really like chocolate. However, my daughter is obsessed with chocolate, and I really felt this year that we've just eaten far too much.
Already.
All those hunts. Easter hasn't, and we haven't even started. We've got so many people we're seeing, and we've got so many hunts ahead of us.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know, but she's a beast, and she had an absolute meltdown because I was buying some eggs for guests we're going to see, and she wanted it, and I said no. And I've never seen her really behave like that because she's quite chilled out. I mean, she's fiery, but, you know, she doesn't have these extraordinary meltdown. And then I just had to take her to Megan's and buy her a brownie.
Okay.
Even though she was on a chocolate ban for using the F word. And I just thought, parent fail right there.
But listen, you're having it. You've got your show. You've got to keep focused. She needs something. Give her a brownie. Give her her fix. She needs it. What I will say is this. In Sweden, children only eat their sweets on a Saturday. And they eat the most of their sweets per capita in any of the of all the nations, but don't have bad teeth because they have them on one day. Now, the day is called Lördagsgodis, which means...
Lördagsgodis,
would you say? Yeah, which means Saturday sweets. And a Swedish dentist who conducted an experiment many years ago said it's better for your teeth if you consume your weekly intake of sugar in one dose than spreading it out in smaller amounts in a longer period.
Does the same apply to alcohol?
I don't think it does.
Just the sweets. Well, we have Friday sweets. My older son's very good at that. Friday, after school, and all the kids
do
the same. We go to the... And he loves going to the corner shop and he buys something horrible and really makes me very nervous. And that's Friday sweet day. And he knows that every other day is not. But it's been a bit out of control this lead up to Easter. We've gone a bit off track.
I'm just saying it's
well, that's good to know, because I will sort of, you know,
put that to them.
Well, I will, yeah, tell the winning partner. She'll be delighted, and then she'll enforce it. She's a bit weak when it comes to, you know, treats for the kids. I'm a bit stricter.
Okay,
you may find that hard to
believe. No, I don't actually. I don't. I've seen her actually. She never really says no, I don't think. I've heard her say no very easily. She likes to say yes. She's a yes woman when it comes to them, a no woman when it comes to me.
So I've been thinking of an alternate career for you.
You've been thinking for quite some years. Go on.
And it was this just this interview I read with Ruth Jones from Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah. She's in Sister Act, isn't she?
She's in Sister Act, yeah. She plays Mother Superior. She went to see it the other day. The show isn't great.
No.
I mean, it's a bit sort of like, I'm not a complete, you know, tool. I need something a bit
very
more challenging.
Yeah, but I imagine
very,
also it's
very middle of the road. But the people there...
Love it.
I looked around and I said, this is our demographic. These people should be at the Shelley and Shirley show. In the loos, they were all dolled up to the nines in cocktail dresses. And in the loos, they're going, I heard one of them say, listen, there's not many things I can go and watch twice, but this... all day long.
I hope you flyed them while you were in the loo.
I wish. I really wanted to tell them, but I didn't think I would be very convincing there on my own without you saying, you must come and see our show. Anyway, she's very good.
Yeah.
She's very Welsh and she's very good. But in an interview, she was talking about sort of possible other careers.
Okay.
And one of which, and it reminded me of you.
Yeah.
A registrar.
Oh, like a celebrant.
Yeah, she said, far too many times I've gone to weddings and they're absolute killers. They're so boring, they're monotone, and then you bring humour to it. It's basically a stand-up show.
It's a stand-up show. Do you know what, actually? There's a girl in my gear at Central who now is a celebrant, And from her Instagram feed, it looks like she's having an absolute blast.
And imagine marrying people. It's a really beautiful thing.
Oh, I think
thing.
It is a lovely thing. Listen, you know what? You know what? I'm going to put that in my back burn because it's not a bad idea. The only problem is you have to be quite earnest, don't you?
I don't about know that law. You know, but
the blob, the relationship, the union of two people coming together.
Yeah, but you can do that with humour. But listen, it's not. I might consider it too. I'm going to look to see.
Should we do it together? No, we're not allowed to do it. No, we've got to do things separately now. Sorry, I keep forgetting. Is that the brief? We've got to do things. I thought we could do it together. I think at least it's a USP. Just saying, look.
But
you
then
know.
It's two fees. This is the problem. Who's going to pay two fees? It's already, but you know, weddings stack up.
Two fees.
Guys, if you think we should go into being celebrants as a duo, please do write in and let us know.
But it is a weird thing, though. Is that they're like, why? What's the other one doing? We only really need one.
But that's what they think about stand-up. Why are there two
why
of you?
Why are there two of
we've
you?
We've got one mic and we've got one fee.
What's happening?
Make up your minds.
We won't have you back.
What's your winner-winner?
My winner-winner has to be the fact that I'm egg-cited about Easter.
Oh, shit.
Don't awful. Be so disgusting. The thing is, I have to say, what I love about doing shows is that it's just nice to gig, isn't it? I know we gig once every tax quarter, but it's nice to do it. Like, the next day, I feel really good about it. And you know what? I don't have my children tomorrow morning. They're staying with my parents. So I might get a lie-in. I bet I probably won't. And actually, I quite like them in the morning. But just to not have that early rush.
It's absolute bliss. So you're having a very different morning tomorrow to mine.
Up at 4, in the car by 10 past.
We're heading off to Bath, and I said to the wedding partner, I said, OK, just hit it, break the news. What time are we on the road?
I reckon she said 6.
6:30.
Oh, lying.
It's an absolute lying, isn't it?
She's you on the road at 6:30?
On the road at
so 6:30. So what time will you set your alarm?
Oh, she'll be up at 5, pottering around. She's making bacon butties.
Bloody, I would not want the oven on before I leave the house. I just don't want to have to think about. And then the whole time I'd be thinking, did I get the oven on? Did I put the oven on? Oh, no.
Oh, gosh, now you're going to worry
No, but
me,
that's but... how I think. First thing in the morning, I think I don't want to think about breakfast. I want to get to wherever.
But she wants to get... She says, Gales is closed. And we need to, you know, we head off, we eat. Anyway, she's got loads of story CDs for the kids.
But this is your life.
We're always on the road.
No. Less that, more the food. Food dictates your relationship. When I rehearse at Shirley's, it's really nice because 9 times out of 10, I will get a really delicious garlicky salad. I love it. I absolutely love it. Shirley's wedding partner comes in bang on time. They eat very early, about 11. And then she opens the fridge and then she literally has like bouquets of salads that come out the fridge, like radishes and carrots and a big jar of gherkins. And then she'll chop. So yeah, I could just hear it was banging away in the back. And then I'll be presented with the most lovely salad. But it's just very basic ingredients. Potato, carrots, some garlic, some gherkin, a little bit, but it's the vinaigrette.
Sometimes halloumi, sometimes tuna.
It's very, very nice. But it's simple fare, but it's very nicely done, which I think is really impressive to be able to do that. And then she might put a sunflower seed in.
A toasted seed.
But my point is, it's a tahini dressing. And sometimes I'll talk, you know, who's sweating the leeks. There's always conversation about these vegetables.
We are quite, we are obsessed with
vegetables. But vegetables
then,
in particular.
Please, I can't.
Who's going to the fishmonger? At what time are you going to the fishmonger? What time will you hit the fish? Oh, you're going to miss the fishmonger. It's just like, it's amazing.
But then she's on the phone. She's been on the phone for the last week with her brothers and her mother discussing menus and just going, and what's for this and what's
but
for
I thought
that?
Her mother just, I thought her mother just got on with it, very unlike my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law literally hosts and then just delegates. I won't go into
now
that.
You're doing lamb for 16.
I'm doing lamb for 16. I don't know how I got into that. You know, and I got a blow-dry.
You got a blow-dry on Easter Monday as
no,
well?
No, I just... No, but I'm saying nothing worse. Just sweating. Just my head on top of a cassoulet dish.
Oh, you've got your... Yes, yeah. Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I understand.
Anyway, there we are.
That's your, so was food, that your... Food, was
that
your
was my winner?
Oh, doing a show.
Yeah, it's just really nice doing a show and just doing something that isn't necessary. It's away from the norm.
No, I agree. I knew you would say doing a show, so my winner-winner is not that, but my winner-winner is, you know, breaking the routine. From tomorrow, you know, the kids are off. By the time you listen to this, it will be Easter Monday. But, you know, the kids are off. We're on a break. I just cannot bear. I love routine, but then I need a break.
I hear you. I'd say, honestly, you need a break probably once a fortnight, right? I'm looking forward to my next retreat. If anyone out there wants to invite me on a retreat, you don't necessarily have to invite Shirley. We do. It's quite nice if you do, but you don't.
I'd not... like to come.
Okay. Okay.
I would, on this occasion, I would like to come.
Okay. If anyone wants to invite the two of us on a retreat and they sort of want to pay for the accommodation for a couple of nights, preferably somewhere quite glam, please do let me know. Please do let me know, because I'm in for... That's the only way that we can do it, really.
I know, I know. But be good value.
We will.
My yeah, that's my winner. Dead duck. I guess it's Easter Sunday and cooking lamb for 16.
I don't, but you know what? And forget the fact that I'm going to be in church giving a reading. I came through today. So it's not like I'm going to have a relaxing Easter weekend, because obviously, yeah, I would have been in church doing an Easter reading and then go straight to. I think it's more, I'm actually, to be honest with you, I am. And I know it's more of a winner. I'm looking forward to like having some fun, doing some things, you know? I want to go to the Balloon Museum.
I'm desperate to go to the Balloon Museum.
Maybe we should. And my son wants to go to the zoo, but I'm not that keen on the zoo.
It's not about you, though.
I do like to go to the cinema with him. I like really easy things. I don't want
to
be active.
I went to the cinema today to watch Panda Kung Fu 4.
Gosh, you've had an easy morning. You sent me a photo of you and Megan's, and then you were in the cinema before that or after?
I was in the cinema after Megan's.
You and I have had very, very different mornings. Very different.
I just
morning.
Had the little one, you know. I drop the kids off, and then I have to entertain one of them.
Listen, I get it. All right.
My dead duck, just very quickly. Given my my second stop on my Easter holidays is Devon. Headline in the Gorgian.
In the Gorgian.
Headline in the Gorgian. Snow falls in Devon.
Yes, I heard that.
Huh?
I heard the same.
Snow falls in Devon as UK prepares for unsettled Easter weekend weather, with which I promptly texted the wooden partner, goes, did you collect the wellies from school for our son? And I've just packed all the waterproofs. Oh, how horrible. Just horrible. Snow in Easter.
Snow Easter's not great, but I have to say, Easter weather has been the pits ever since...
Records began.
Yeah, it's never been
I
great.
Always remember Easter in Devon... Egg hunts in the sunshine.
But you're going back to the 1984, aren't you?
I wasn't with my winning partner in 84.
Oh,
I would
I
have been
see.
Six.
You're talking about... Okay.
I'd have been 6 years old.
Right.
I'm just saying, I have memories of good weather, and this year, not so much. But that's fine. That's fine. Still a break from routine, isn't it?
And what you can look forward to is highs of 41, 42 in June, and that's the main thing.
Crikey.
Where our foundations just melt. That's what they're saying. I know, it's terrifying. Guys, I'm about to tuck into a Plenish. It's a ginger immunity. Got it from Whole Foods. It's dangerous doing a show next to Whole Foods.
Oh, it's so nice, the Whole Foods here, because they're not all nice.
No, it's huge.
The one in Clapham is dust. This one is just, I love it.
This one's lovely. The one in Kennington's lovely. Thank you very much. Ciao for now. We shall be back.
Ciao.
Bye.
You've been listening to Mother Funk with Shirley and Shirley, otherwise known as Joanna Carolan and Pascal Wilson, produced by Mabel Productions. Tune in and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.